People may talk a big game about wanting to be environmentally friendly, but when it comes to buying new cars, not so much. This is the Environment Report. In for Rebecca Williams, I'm Zoe Clark. It's nice, right? It feels good. Green choices, environmental decision making. But data show those feelings aren't enough when it comes to buying a new car. Sonari Glinton is NPR's auto reporter. Hey, Sonari.
Hey, Zoe.
So what's behind this dichotomy? What do we know about why car buyers don't actually end up buying hybrids and electrics, even if they say it's important to them?
Well, hybrids and plug-ins tend to be more expensive. And when we look at the advanced drive market, so that includes hybrids, electric vehicles, plug-in hybrids, they have accounted for 3.6 of the market in the first half of this year, which is actually a decline from 3.8% in the first half of 2013. So we've seen this sort of market plateau. Part of that is because, well, you know, shoppers are acclimating to higher gas prices, and sort of the novelty of these cars is kind of worn off. And so, you know, it's not like there's a big new electric car that people are like, oh, I gotta go out and buy that car. So there's a little bit of that at play.
Is there also this idea that automakers who do make hybrids and plug-ins, that they've sort of already picked off the lowest hanging fruit? You know, that those who are going to spend more money on a green car, they already have, and that there just aren't any more buyers left?
Well, when you think about it, the majority of us who go out to shop for a car, you know, money is really important to us. And a lot of times the hybrid technology, the new technology, is more expensive. But then when you think about the choices that people make. Now, when people make a choice between, say, one SUV and another SUV, they absolutely are going to choose the more fuel-efficient SUV, but they're not going to take an SUV and, say, go into a two-seater, you know, to save on fuel economy.
So is the idea of increasing hybrid and plug-in sales, is it just hopeless, or can automakers be doing more?
Well, a lot of the talk when you think about electric cars says to the consumer, hey, you need to change how you're acting, right? You need to change your range or think about how you drive differently. And that isn't necessarily working because people kind of like the way they're living. They like how they've set up their lives. And another thing, Zoe, is that the auto industry as a whole has to raise its fuel efficiency standards to 54.5 miles a gallon
right,
in the next 10 years or so. And your car is going to be much more fuel efficient, whether it's a truck or whether it's a small sedan.
And Sonari, that leads me, I guess, to my final question, which is about the future of this green technology. Who's leading it? Is it consumers, automakers? Is it just regulations by the government?
It's the government is leading. The reason we have electric cars is because the government is leading this charge. And the thing is that consumers do want more fuel-efficient cars. I mean, it's clear that the data does show that. Do they want a newfangled kind of car? It's a little, we're a little premature. When the technology is older, and we see what it can do, and we look at our lives, and things start to change. That may be different if these millennials, you know, start buying cars. Maybe they'll be buying different cars. But right now, yes, the government is definitely leading the charge, and every single automaker has to get more fuel efficient, whether it's a hybrid or your plain old car.
Sonari Glinton is auto reporter for NPR. Sonari, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that's today's Environment Report. In for Rebecca Williams, I'm Zoe Clark.